It's Wednesday, May 13th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Data tracking security changes since the pandemic. Facebook settles with content moderators. And Twitter may never go back to work. This is the Business of Tech. Out today is research from NewsSpire, which focuses on the tactics cybercriminals are using during the pandemic. Criminals have pivoted their tactics, focusing on VPN, IoT, and authentication, with vulnerability exploitation increasing by 6.3%, and phishing attempts more than doubled, particularly around Microsoft Word macro-based Trojans. Some highlights: a sharp increase in executable and linkable format variants targeting Internet of Things devices with an attempt to further spread the Mirai botnet this quarter. At its peak in week 11, NewsSpire observed 86% increase in activity. Double Pulsar, the exploit developed by the NSA and leaked by shadow brokers, continues to be the most utilized exploits, with over 15 million hits to be exact. Emotet malware activity surged in Q1, peaking from March 1st through 7th, a 1,317% increase in activity from its lowest point. And although the command and control servers the Andromeda botnet operated on were shut down in 2017, it still remains the most frequently observed botnet. Why do we care? Well, a couple of themes to be validated here. Security being the obvious one, with the continued threat of increased cybercrime. That increase in IoT attacks is a spike I'm not entirely surprised by, although it's stark to see the number in print. The other thing that strikes me is the lag. A botnet whose CNC was shut down 3 years ago leads in volume. That's sad. We should have cleaned that up by now. Per reporting for The Verge, Facebook will pay $52 million in a settlement with moderators who have developed PTSD on the job. Focused on current and former moderators who were diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder or related conditions, the settlement covers 11,250 moderators. So why do we care? First, there's an acknowledgement that this content moderation is a job that takes a real toll. While the company acknowledged no guilt, as with a lot of these settlements, this is a recognition of the weight of this role. However, let's note that $15.2 million is paltry to Facebook, whose net income was almost $5 billion for the first quarter. So this is roughly a day's worth of net income? Acknowledgement, but not accountability. Second, and more important to me, is that this shows accountability for contractors too. Many of these moderators were contract jobs. Facebook tried to distance from the responsibility with the use of contractors, and that's failed. There's a lesson there. And let's check in on the back-to-work calendar. Yesterday, Twitter made a pretty bold proclamation. Most of its employees will never have to go back to the office if they don't want to. Other tech companies are starting to give tentative schedules for when they'll be back in the office. Here's a roundup. Apple is already beginning to bring some people back to the office, with larger offices starting to fill up in late May and early June. Google is planning to start opening offices in June, but told most employees to expect to work from home until the end of 2020. Facebook will open most of its office starting on July 6th, but is also allowing employees to work from home through the end of the year. Salesforce has set no specific date, but CEO Mark Benioff just told Axios, "I hope that they're actually weeks away from that and not months away from that." Slack is not planning to open offices until at least September 1st. Amazon has said white-collar employees who want to can work from home until at least October 2nd. And Microsoft has set no date for office openings yet, but work from home is allowed through October. So why do we care? These dates are useful to get insights into what these companies are thinking for about when they open, and it ranges from never till as soon as June. I've covered office space and planning resources in the past 2 days, so offer this as a resource for thinking about your use of physical office space. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like this content, you can support it directly. Just go to patreon.com/MSPradio and sign up for our Give What You Want plan. You determine what you think this is worth, and you subscribe for that amount. Every little bit helps. Again, go to patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Looking for feedback? Is there a story or a question you want me to cover? Let me know. You can reach me at dave@MSPradio.com, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.